Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. He's been Arizona's governor and attorney general. He's run for president and played himself in a political TV comedy. He's now Secretary of the Interior. This morning, the word in Washington is that 54-year-old Bruce Babbitt is now the only name on President Clinton's list of nominees for U.S. Supreme Court. As Harvard Law Professor Lawrence Tribe notes, a judicial background is not required.
There are a number of the court's greatest justices who have had a breadth of experience outside the judiciary and the academy, and I think that it's striking that the only member of the current court who has had anything like that kind of experience is Sandra Day O'Connor from Arizona, who had been a state legislator and a state court judge.
Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy is approving.
He would be confirmed and would be confirmed without the kind of divisive battles we've seen in the past over some Supreme Court nominees.
If Babbitt did join the court, the Arizona axis would grow to three with Justice O'Connor and Chief Justice Rehnquist. The Senate reconvenes today from its Memorial Day recess, and President Clinton will discuss changes in his budget and tax package. More from correspondent Eric Engberg.
The Clinton administration, reacting to strong signals from senators and the opinion polls, has moved to put more emphasis on spending cuts and less on taxes in the president's deficit plan. Secretary of Treasury Benson said the proposed BTU tax will be trimmed, a move making it more palatable to oil state senators.
But I think you'll see some moderation in the cost of the energy tax. And overall, we'll retain the objective of cutting this deficit by some $500 billion over the next 5 years.
Administration officials indicated that new spending cuts will replace whatever dollars are taken from the tax. They say entitlement programs, which include such politically volatile areas as Social Security and Medicare, will have to be cut further. Eric Engberg, CBS News, Washington.
Bob Dole has a new soldier in the Senate, and she's from Texas. Vicki Mabry reports on the winner of Saturday's special election.
As newly elected Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison packs her bags for Washington, she's sending advance word to the president.
I think the people of this country want to see that Congress is serious about cutting the budget.
By a 2-1 margin, Hutchison defeated incumbent Democrat Bob Krueger, who's lost two prior Senate races. They were vying to finish the year and a half left in the term of Treasury Secretary Lloyd Benson. While Republicans say Hutchison's victory sends a clear anti-tax message to the White House, political analyst Phil Sieb argues it may have more to do with the choice of candidates.
What we had basically was a very strong, competent candidate run by the Republicans while the Democrats ran a stiff.
Even with Hutchison's victory, Democrats still hold the lead in the Senate, but it may be harder for President Clinton to get all the votes necessary to pass his tax plan. Vicki Mabry, CBS News, Dallas.
Los Angeles elects a new mayor tomorrow, with some voters deciding on the basis of the latest debate between Councilman Michael Wu and millionaire Richard Reardon.
You are the epitome of 1980s greed in terms of the fact that you've made over $74 million, according to the calculations of the LA Times, through these leveraged buyouts and these junk bond deals, and yet you claim you've created all these jobs, but the real record shows you only created a net total of 14 jobs.
First of all, we've saved 1,600 jobs in Southern California, Mattel, plus I created a net 77,000 jobs in the state of California.
For his part, Reardon blasted Wu as a do-nothing politician. In Berlin, the 9th International AIDS Conference is underway, with the UN's top health official calling for $2.5 billion a year to combat the third world's AIDS explosion. Dr. Bob Arnott is covering.
This morning's opening ceremony was more bad news for Bill Clinton. ACT UP member Alden McCain accused him of failing to keep a single campaign pledge to people with AIDS.
He promised that he would fund clean needle exchanges for those communities that wanted them. He promised that he would provide condoms in schools and explicit safe sex literature written in language that was appropriate to the communities that were to receive them. Sadly, I have to report to you that absolutely none of that has been done.
He also accused the administration of gross human rights abuses against Haitian AIDS patients imprisoned by the United States government.
It is sad to say that my country today is running a concentration camp at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba.
Scientists say the biggest hope for the future is uncovering the scientific secrets of long-term AIDS survivors and those exposed to the virus but never infected. The failure of any meaningful new breakthroughs has led to a call for a new way of doing business. The only note of hope at this year's conference is the possibility that Jonas Salk's vaccine may show promising new results. Dr. Bob Arnott, CBS News. Berlin.
Doctors in Glasgow, Scotland report a breakthrough in treating spinal paralysis. They say nerve fibers can be persuaded to regrow, giving some hope that people with broken backs may walk again. The General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church meeting in Orlando is expected today to vote for a study of gays in the ministry rather than lifting the current ban on gay clergy. A report from Mogadishu says at least two Somalis were shot dead during an attack by gunmen on the headquarters of Pakistani UN troops. Earlier, leaders loyal to warlord Mohammed Aidid released five Pakistanis missing since Saturday's ambush, in which 22 Pakistanis were killed. The UN Security Council demanded the arrest of those responsible, but did not blame Aidid. Israel's Foreign Minister Shimon Peres says Israel and Jordan have agreed on most terms for a peace settlement.
We did agree on all of the items, practically all of the items, and very minor details were left open. So with a relatively slight effort, we can conclude and sign.
However, Jordan is delaying signing because it does not want to act alone. Officials investigating yesterday's grounding of a shipload of some 300 Chinese immigrants off a New York City beach now say eight of them died and two dozen are unaccounted for. More from correspondent Richard Threlkeld.
Quick work by rescuers saved most everyone, but as one rescuer, Kevin O'Rourke, said, there were some terrible moments in that 55-degree water.
Many of them were just clinging to small pieces of floating material, suitcases, bags, whatever they could find, and they had to be removed immediately.
The passengers were from coastal China. They'd paid smugglers up to $30,000 to get them here. William Slattery of the Immigration Service says that's a growing problem.
This seems to fit a pattern. This is the 24th ship that the U.S. government has encountered since August of 1991. Almost all the aliens are Chinese nationals coming from Fujian province.
Slattery says survivors will be detained while they're being investigated, a process that could take months. Richard Threlkeld, CBS News, New York.
Tornadoes tore through the southern Nebraska area last night, damaging virtually every structure in the town of Amherst. Today is NASA's deadline for telling President Clinton how it can build a smaller space station Freedom for half the earlier $31 billion price tag. He's expected to get three options. Broadway last night honored the best of its 100th season at the Tony Awards.
The American Theater Wing's Tony Award for Best Musical goes to Kiss of the Spider-Woman, the musical.
The Best Play Tony went to the gay-themed Angels in America. Its director, George Wolfe, also won a Tony.
Angels in America is an extraordinary, it really is the play of healing of the heart, and it's letting us know that regardless of what dynamic may be going on, especially the incredible dynamic of AIDS, that it really requires an intelligent heart.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 2.81, 10 past the hour.